is or you wished it were. Amen.
Indeed. The scripture this morning comes from John. Some of the grand opening of the whole gospel in the first chapter. And then the emphasis was on Jesus and the question's a timeless question. Who are you? Really, Jesus? That's our question too. God sent a man named John who came to tell about the light and to lead all people to have faith. John wasn't the light. He came only to tell about the light. The true light that shines on everyone. Did you hear that? The true light that shines on most people. On just people. No, everyone. As Paul says later, all creation groans, just waiting. Everyone. The true light that shines on everyone was coming into the world and does again and again and again when there's room. The Jewish leaders in Jerusalem sent priests and temple helpers to ask John who he was. Now, John had his moment here. He could have been like the, what was the duo group, Milli Vanilli or whatever. You know, they got caught lip-syncing after. They weren't really singing this stuff. John had his moment. He could have said, yeah, that's me, I'm the Messiah. Yeah, that's me. He didn't. Told him plainly, I am not the Messiah. Then when they asked him if he were Elijah, he said, no, I am not. And when they asked if he were a prophet, he also said, no. Finally, they said, who are you then? Because if they know who you are, then we got a good idea who this guy you're talking about is. We have to give an answer to the ones who sent us. Tell us who you are. John answered in the words of the prophet Isaiah, I am only someone shouting in the desert, get the road ready for the Lord. The Jewish leaders were trying to figure out who John is, and therefore, once they know who he is, who's this Jesus guy? Really, who is he? Because if you say yes, he is the Messiah, the same is true for us right now in this room as it was 2,000 years ago. If you and I say, yes, he is the Messiah, then we have to be willing to put on our backpacks and go the whole trip with him. Not just to the next town where we watch a nice miracle and say, wow, that's cool. It's lunchtime. We got to go all the way with him, and it's just as true for us as it was for them. And what's also just as true for each and every one of us, myself too, I'm not standing above you. We don't want to say yes whole hog, because then we're committed. And we all hesitate. It's the ego in all of us, without exception. Because if we say yes, he's the Messiah, that means that ego in each one of us can't drive anymore. I don't want to shove over. I like the driver's seat. It's universal. If we say yes, we got to go all the way. Advent, symbolized by these four candles, is in 1 month's time. This symbolizes your life and my life squished down into a month. It's going from ego and the darkness that that creates to get to the point where when we like this, we've said yes in here. We know who he is. And we're willing to go all the way and step into that light. And that's scary stuff. Because that means you have to say this inside yourself too. I am no longer in control. And none of us ever wants to give up control. We don't want to get out of the driver's seat, period. Ever. So this is a season of active waiting. Advent is not, as I said last week, standing in the shopping line and saying, oh man, is this ever going to move? Am I ever going to get out of here? I can't. I got so many things I got to do when I get home. Advent is active waiting. It is preparations to get ready for. So while, let me ask you a question. How many here, this final week before Christmas, have another to-do list to add to an already busy schedule? Does anyone else here have any extra things you've got to do between now and next Sunday and Monday? I saw one hand. Are you serious? Okay. How are we going to do that, like the commercial used to say? I can do that. Hangs up the phone after answering five or six on the desk. I can do that. How am I going to do that? Yeah, how? We got to be able to filter out some of this stuff because we can't do it all. You can go ahead and try. I've been trying for 63 years and it just can't do it all. Can you? I don't learn either. I keep trying. How many of you are photographers here? I know there's one in the back there, a very good photographer. Anybody else like photography? Yeah, I got another one. All right, for those of the rest of us who aren't, how many of you have ever worn a pair of polarized sunglasses? A couple more hands go up. Okay, they're cool, aren't they? When it's on the end of a lens of a camera, it's actually two filters. And you twist the outer one, the one screwed into the lens, you twist the outer one until it kind of does this, and the two filters line up. And what that does, you point that at the sky, and you see all this bright sky and the clouds and the blue, but when you twist it just right, the sky gets this deep, deep blue, and the clouds just pop out at you. Because what those two filters did and what those sunglasses do is it takes away all of the glare. So the light of the clouds really shines through and all of the glare is gone, so that sky just gets deep, 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 beautiful blue. All of the glare. Do you relate to that? Is there any glare in your life right now, this week? I took a walk last night, and no, I'm not going to tell you exactly where I walked because Murphy's Law will have it that if I mentioned this particular house, you go searching, you say, I know that person or I'm related to. So anyway, there's a house close to where I live. I'll leave it at that. And I've been walking past this house quite a few Christmases now, and I knew to expect glare. It's dark, it's night, but not next to this house. And I thought, now, you couldn't possibly, it's a little yard. You couldn't possibly have more than you had last year. Oh, no. they had at least three new things that I hadn't seen, and they were big things. One's this swing with Santa and Mrs. Swing, and it's about, I thought, how? And then I see another one, and then this blow up thing that moved. Really? How much on your to-do list and mine is glare? And how much really points here? So back to the camera or your sunglasses. Go to the water because that's the best place to use a polarizing lens. You go to a water lily. And of course, some of the leaves are under the water and have water captured in them. So there's glare all over the place. The water on the lily and on the leaves themselves, on the petals. And so you point it at the water lily and you turn that lens, or you turn in just the right direction, stand in just the right spot. And all of a sudden, all that glare just disappears. And the colors, the green of the leaves just pops out. And then if you look down the water, you think, wow, it takes away all of the glare on the surface of the water, and you can see the fish and the frogs under the water. I love polarized lenses. You can see through the surface, through the superficial. You hear me? You can see down to the depths. You can see the true color of things. You and I need an Advent filter to filter out all the superficiality to get to the depths of what's happening next week. You mentioned TV in your flow. And you said channel 400 something or whatever. There are probably over 500 channels now, maybe with 800, 900. That's like the yard I passed last night. I mean, really? 900 channels of what? How much of that is superficial? You and I are just inundated. We need a filter to be able to cut away the glare and peer down into the depths. If we want something, when this candle is lit, to light up in here. So I'm going to give you the easiest and the most fun spiritual practice, daily practice, that I've ever given, I think ever. It's easy to do, and you've got 1 week and you can still do it. Here's what I do. I'm a non-techie guy, and so I bring in my little black box. Yeah, it holds about 25 cassette tapes. Yes. That's how up to snuff I am. Every year, those are my Christmas tapes. And I bring them in. Was I doing that back at Honeybrook? That's how long I've been listening to these tapes. Ooh, that's decades. They're in here now. I thought about bringing the little case in to prove that, yeah, I'm not lying to you. And every year I put on my favorites first. They were recorded off the radio. If they break, I'm done, because all kinds of artists, I don't even know who some of the artists are. I just love the music. And what I do is I work. I listen to Christmas music for 1 month leading up to Christmas Eve. And because I'm pretty ADD, I can't listen to many things with lyrics. But even a non-lyric guy like me, I know the first verses anyway of most of the Christmas songs by heart. So all I need to do is hear the tune. and I'm there. So I have these themes that have cut away the glare, have gone down beneath the surface and go right to the heart of what we are aiming for next week. That's going through my head constantly as I work. I do it at home too. I use the CDs there. I haven't graduated to the little iPod stuff yet. So what that does is, even if it is a song like Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, try to get Christmas music that's really Christmas, Christmas music. But even that, let's say you went to a family gathering at a home, at a party or something like that at Christmas time, and you saw a friend or a relative you haven't seen in ages, and when you got together and gave that person a big hug, that was the song. Grandma got run over by a reindeer was the song as you were reuniting with this person. Are the lyrics Christian? Well, no. But that song could even trigger a renewed acquaintance or relationship, maybe one that was tattered. And Christmas brought it back. So whatever the songs are, try to get some Christmas music there. Here's your assignment. It's pretty fun. Listen to as much Christmas music as you can this week. Get it coming in the ear and then let it sink into the heart so that these grand themes that go beneath the glare and the surface start to go from here to here. That's your assignment. It's not hard. Let them in. I will not leave you. Not leave you. Not leave you. Ever. Comfortless. Abandoned. Orphaned. I will come. I'll send the Spirit right to you, so that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way, because the way, I will be with you and I will be in you. That's where we're headed. Amen.